Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think a lot of bad things happened in the trees.
It's getting more violent.
I've been scratched.
I feel like I'm being watched.
Something's wrong with the kid.
Smells like rotting flesh.
When these people die, they're stuck with this thing. She's trying to drive her insane. Something bad's going to happen.
My name is Amy Allen.
There's panic, and it's almost like a butchering.
I see dead people.
They all died horribly.
I speak to dead people.
Get out of here!
And they speak to me. But there's only one way to know if my findings are real.
It doesn't matter where you are, I'll find you.
I rely on my partner.
I'm Steve DiShavi. I'm a retired New York City homicide detective.
This guy's a real piece of work.
And I know every person, every house has secrets.
I feel like I live in a house of hell.
It's my job to reveal them.
This is not good.
But Steve and I never speak.
We never communicate during an investigation.
Until the very end.
I want my life back.
When we uncover if it's safe for you to stay.
Is he trying to kill her?
Or time to get out.
Oh my God.
This is going to kill us.
I'm down here in Covington, Louisiana. It's about 40 miles north of New Orleans. I received a call from a woman who was hysterical on the phone. She said the activity in her home destroyed her marriage, and now it's going after her three kids. When I spoke with her, she really tugged at my heart, and I hope we could help her out.
Before Amy arrives, I have to make sure the location is free from any leading information. Family photos, personal items, and books have to be covered or removed. When I'm finished, the location will be ready for tonight's walk.
Oh my God. The first thing that I got was really extreme amounts of anger, like deadly anger. Uh-oh. I think a lot of bad things happened in the trees. It's very brutal, savage, and dark.
So, Rhonda, I'm glad I'm here. Listening to you on the phone broke my heart, how desperate you are.
It's very stressful here with me and my children. They're terrified. I'm terrified.
And how old are the kids?
This is Scarlett, she's 10. Gilby, he's 6. And Savannah, she's 8.
Are they being affected?
Yes, I think Scarlett's probably had the most experiences.
What have you experienced?
We're hearing a lot of footsteps, voices, We're seeing shadows, and now it's getting more violent.
How long have you been in the house?
December of 04. My ex-husband and I custom built the house.
Your ex-husband?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Definitely think some of the activity in this house contributed to our divorce.
Why do you say that?
We were very much in love, very happy. He was my soulmate. And he was just never his regular self after we moved here.
You saw a personality change?
Yes. And there was just other issues like substance abuse. He was addicted to pain medication.
Jeez.
After moving here?
After moving here.
I don't mean to get nosy. I just, the more I know, the more I can convey to Amy. So you feel your husband's personality and the mood swings changed when he moved here with you. What about yourself?
I definitely noticed that with myself too. Could be angry really easy. I'm in pain a lot. I started having health problems the day after we bought the property. It's a burning in my legs and feet, and it's all the time. And I've been to over 40 specialists. They still don't know what's wrong with me or why it happened.
Let me ask you a question. As far as the investigation goes, what are you hoping to get out of it?
I would hope that my children and I could, you know, not be afraid, have a normal childhood. They shouldn't have to live in fear like this.
This is, like, ridiculously painful.
The energy here is so bad that it could harm a sensitive. It's strange because it is composed of not just the dead energy here, but also the living. And they are absorbing this. That's caused an illness, I think, for the female here. I don't know if it's heart or if it's blood, but there's something physical that's manifested as a result of this. I see like restlessness, I see panic, I see series of illnesses. So this has been going on. This has like incapacitated this person at times. I think there's been hospital visits. And I'm like seeing this conversation and there's a male. And he's just like, why don't we just leave? God, I'm so sick.
So what's going on up here?
I've been slapped up here.
You've been slapped?
Yes.
How?
I was over here putting some things away, and it felt like someone slapped me on my butt.
Did something fall on you, maybe?
No, nothing fell on me. Felt like a hand.
Okay, but did you look to see if anybody, the kids were up here or anything?
Yeah, they were downstairs.
Any other physical things happen to you up here?
Yes, this just happened recently. I had 3 scratches just appear on my arm.
It kind of looks like cat scratches. No.
It's not. The cat that sleeps with us is declawed. They're still showing up here.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. What about the kids? Any experiences with them?
Yes, all of my children have had similar attacks.
Okay.
Thank God. There's this old woman up here. She is very grumpy. Ooh. Ooh, talk about some anger issues. She hates the living people. She just says, I haunt them. That's what I do. And she says she does it very well. I think this old woman is focused on an adult female here. And I think she's trying to drive her insane.
All right, so what's going on in the bedroom as far as experiences go?
One night, I was touched a lot. My head, my face, my hair was touched. And then I felt someone come on the foot of the bed and, like, sit next to me like this, and the bed went down, and it didn't get back up. It just stayed like this.
Feel like a person?
Yes. Felt like a person was getting in the bed.
How big of a person?
It felt like someone my size.
I mean, this is crazy.
This is what I'm used to. Unless you live it every day, people just don't understand what you go through.
There have been times that the old woman has beat on the living woman here. I see her standing next to a bed. And the old woman is very big and literally just sits on her body. And the woman's huge, so it's like smushing the living woman. She's trying to drive her crazy, hoping that she's gonna lose her mind, basically.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
How long did you live here before you got divorced?
About 7 years.
So, Scott, the 7 years you were living here, did you ever experience anything you couldn't explain?
Like the smells that would just constantly come from that room, the same smells, like rotting flesh.
Which room are we talking about?
The playroom.
Did you ever investigate it?
Oh, yeah. The drywall was, dry. I mean, it wasn't wet. There was no moisture anywhere.
So there was no indication of a decaying body or anything?
None.
Anything else?
No. I'm here for Rhonda, so I know this is how much this is affecting her. Whether I'm a true believer or not, I mean, I have to take care of my kids and her as well.
You realize they're getting scratched?
She told me about that. She showed me some of the marks.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to drive you crazy.
It's horrible. I mean, how do you protect your child when that's going on? They shouldn't have to kind of go through this.
So when I was talking to Rhonda, she basically said you guys were soulmates. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt about that. We felt like we were doing everything the right way. And then when we moved in this house, things just started changing. The whole 7 years I was here, I was just more unhappy than I've ever been in my life. My behavior started becoming a little bit more aggressive.
So do you think you've changed since you've been out of here?
It's a weird thing to say that. I don't think I've ever been happier in my entire life.
There's this living male, and he's just had it, and he's very overly dramatic and just like screaming at everyone. And he's just not reacting well, I think, to everything that's going on, I guess. He wants out. he wants away from these people, the living people. I don't know why this living man is flipping out, but it has something to do with the trees outside. There's a male in this, like, treehouse thing. There's some connection between this dead man and the living male at this place. They have things in common. I can't keep talking to you if this is gonna keep being the way. He likes this relationship because he's felt lonely for a long time. And he feels like this is a kindred spirit for him.
How old are you?
8.
8 years old. Now, is this the room that you sleep in?
I would, but I don't.
You don't, huh? Where are you sleeping?
It's my mom and my sister and my brother.
Okay, because why are you sleeping in with mommy?
Because I don't want to sleep in my room because I feel like I'm being watched.
Who do you think is watching you, honey?
I know it's not good.
Have you ever seen anything or heard anything?
I saw a back of a lady's head in a bun.
Okay, where did you see this lady's head?
In the kitchen, on a chair.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you afraid of the house, honey?
Yeah.
Any place you don't like being alone in?
All of the places.
There's something here. There's something here. There's something here. Something's wrong with the kid. Something's really wrong with her. Something's inside the child. I think it looks like a woman to her. I saw something on the floor. Something like it crawled in on the floor or something. Then I like see this woman, so I don't know if she thinks it's a woman or not. Sometimes she plays with it.
There's always somebody in the room and they're always talking and it's not good.
I don't know what this thing is. I think it wants to take the kid.
So Scarlett, I was talking to mommy and she told me you were having some experiences in the house. How old are you?
10.
Okay, and you're the oldest, right?
Yes.
You guys are going through a lot here, huh?
I've been touched and scratched. I've been, like, grabbed. I feel like fingers are just touching me.
Now, you said you get scratched. How's that happen? What goes on?
It feels like somebody's scratching me, and it burns really bad for, like, a long time. Maybe a minute later, I'll look down, there's a giant scratch right there.
Has anything else happened in here?
I see apparitions.
Okay, of what?
I've seen one of a girl. She's wearing a long, long, like, pink dress.
Did it look like it was old? Like, old times? Or does it look like it was from recent times?
It looked like it was from old times.
Okay.
And I've seen, like, creatures in here.
What kind of creatures?
They look like people, but they're, like, all crouched down. They look scaly. And it looks a little bit more like a alien or something.
What are they doing?
They're staring at me.
I can tell by the look on your face you're really afraid of these things, huh?
Can you describe this thing now?
It can look like humanoid, but it can also look like an animal. It can change its height. It can be standing on 2 feet, or it can be like an animal on all fours. Always pitch black, and it does always have wings.
So what would you call this?
Most people would call it like a demon, but it's not a demon. I think it's scarier. I'm very confused how it's associated or around a child. And they can attach to people, living people. Like people who are alcoholics or drug addicts. They attach typically to somebody who's in the throes of it. When these people die, they're stuck with this thing for like eternity. I've seen like the dead people with these things and they look like they're suffering greatly. Like they seriously like better do what I say or people are gonna die, period.
Even though Rhonda's house is new, the property deeds go back to the mid-1800s. I'm on my way to meet with a local historian who said one of the original owners of the land suffered heartbreak, insanity, and death. So, Mary, you mentioned on the phone that the original owners of the property I'm investigating had a pretty tough time there, a lot of tragedy.
Right.
But before we get to that, how did they even come to the property?
Well, Frances Bossier inherited about 100 acres of property from her deceased grandmother in the Covington area, which is where your client's house is located. This is the land patent showing her receiving the property.
Okay, now who'd she come here with?
She came here with her husband, Joseph.
So I got to assume back in the 1850s, at some point, the husband would have got the property turned over to his name.
Correct. She did turn over her assets to him. But she thought that he was being very reckless with his investments, so she actually sued him to gain control of her property and funds. We've actually been able to find copies of the lawsuit.
Okay, so what happens?
Well, she actually won, and he had to pay her her money back, and she maintained control of all of her property, which was unheard of for that time period, but he must have been very reckless.
Okay, so they were married when they went to court on this. Did it break them up after that?
No, it didn't.
Okay, now you mentioned on the phone there was a lot of tragedy with this family.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it wasn't the court case.
No. Unfortunately, in 1853, their oldest daughter, Fanny, drowned in an accident right here in Lake Pontchartrain.
So I would assume between the court case against each other and now they lose a kid, it had to be tough on their marriage.
Of course.
Okay.
The old woman who beats on the living woman here, this is her house. She wants the house back. She doesn't want the living here. I think she was wealthy. What I see from her past is a very dysfunctional family. I don't think she had a very good life. So somebody was tugging on me. Okay, she's a little kid. Kind of feel like she might have drowned. But like in outside water, like in like a creek or lake or something.
So you weren't kidding when you said there was tragedy with this family.
Right, and actually that's not it. There was something else. In 1859, Joseph Bossier got involved with a man named J.M. Vernon, and he was his business partner. And like all of Bossier's business dealings, it went sour. J.M. Vernon was a newspaper editor. So to get Bossier back, he actually wrote some nasty things about him in the paper.
Okay, so what's this guy Bossier do about this slander?
Well, he actually went to find Vernon in a New Orleans courthouse.
Okay.
And he brought a gun. And he drew his gun, but Vernon was a faster draw. Vernon shot Bossier 4 times in the hands, face, ribs, and mouth.
Okay, does he die?
12 days later, he died, leaving Frances a widow.
Huh.
This guy who hangs out in this tree, there's a really bad pain associated with him. And then I am feeling like something hit me here. I gotta just kind of let this go because it's really kind of messing me up a little bit. I'm trying to learn more about the man in the tree who's attached himself to a living male in the house, but all I'm getting is intense pain in the back of my head. And then I hear a gunshot right next to my ear, and that's how he died. I don't know if it's self-inflicted or if he was shot in the head. Ah, this hurts. I can't even concentrate.
This guy, Joseph Bossier, sounds like a real loose cannon, and I want to know if there's more to his story. I've actually managed to track down one of his descendants who says his life was so wild, it could be made into a movie. So, Renee, the reason I contacted you is I did an interview about the first owners of the property I'm investigating, and Joseph Bossier came up. Now, you're related to him.
I am. I am his 5th great-granddaughter.
This is him?
That's him.
So eventually he winds up on the property I'm investigating. But before that, what do you know about him?
Well, he was in the Navy when he was 11. He got kicked out because he stole something. Then he was in the Army when he turned 12. I don't know why he was discharged from the Army at age 12.
Okay.
Then he became a mercenary for several different countries. France, Russia, Spain, Britain, Egypt.
Wow, I bet even his time overseas wasn't going to be a quiet one.
No, in the British Navy as a mercenary, he was accused of drowning a crew member. Then he built a ship.
He did?
Yeah. He played pirates.
Pirate? Where did he do that?
Right out here in New Orleans.
When you say he played pirate, did he actually rob people?
No. He would see other ships out in the Gulf, and he would know that they were his friends.
Okay.
So he would raise the skull and crossbones, and he would board their ship.
So he was just out in the water playing?
Except for one time.
What happened?
Well, he thought it was his friend when he boarded the ship, but it wasn't who he thought it was. Him and his crew member got beaten within an inch of their life.
Wow. Does he ever get charged with anything?
No. He ends up suing the captain for damages to his health and reputation.
Okay. This guy was really something else.
There's something with military here. Something. This guy who hangs out in the tree. He was in the military. Yeah, he got twisted in the head. Yeah, he did. He got real f***ed up. He's saying to me that, you know, a lot of the things that he did was due to his head being, you know, messed up.
Do you know when this is from?
This is a long time ago. You know, he's not denying that a part of him didn't like it. You know, a part of him liked it, but he's saying, I saw a lot of horrible things, and it ruined me. It ruined me.
So far, I know the original owner of my client's land was a reckless mercenary who wound up murdered. But I need to see if there's anything else that can help my case. Searching through old records, I find a man named Frank Linnell who killed himself. But the reasons are unclear. So I've asked a local archivist to meet me here. He says the tragedies this man suffered could help my case.
So, Bill, I found that article about this guy, Linnell, that killed himself. Do we know how he came about being on the property?
Frank married Louisa Schultz in 1858.
Okay.
And a year later, her father died, and she inherited hundreds of acres of property. And the house was on that property.
Okay, so now the article said it was 1880 when he killed himself. So what happens before that? I mean,
he and Louisa had about six children. And then, unfortunately, in 1871, she died. She was 36 years old.
Okay, so she's young when she died. Do we know what she died of?
No, we weren't able to find that. Then the next year, he remarries a woman by the name of Elizabeth Davis. That was in 1872. The area was building up quite a bit. And because of the trains coming in and the population expansion, he decided as an entrepreneur to open a hotel, which he was able to do in 1880.
That's the same year he kills himself.
Correct.
Now, you would think opening up a hotel would be a good thing.
You would think so, but 3 months before he opened the hotel, his second wife died of unknown causes. She was 43 years old.
Wow. Did he live long enough to see the hotel open?
Well, he did open the hotel successfully, and it was a month later that he killed himself. In fact, he was found in the woods about a mile and a quarter from the hotel. And at the coroner's inquest, they determined that he had shot himself with a pistol through the chin into the brain.
Okay.
During my walk, I saw a dead man in the trees. I'm meeting with a sketch artist to draw him as he appeared in life. He was in his 40s. His mouth is kind of feminine looking, and his hair is slicked back. Next, I described the disturbing scene I witnessed in a little girl's room. There was a dead woman. And behind the child, there was this thing, and it has wings, like almost encasing his body.
Amy, is this what you saw?
Yes, that's what I saw.
Now that Amy and I have completed our investigations, We're ready to reveal our findings to each other and our clients for the first time.
Now, Amy, I want you to meet Rhonda and Scott. Rhonda lives in the house with her three beautiful young kids. Scott is their father and Rhonda's ex-husband. He lived in the house for a while, and you've been out for about 3 years now. But he's a skeptic, and Rhonda wanted him here just so he could know the hell that she's going through with the kids. Now, you asked me to not hold the reveal in the house, and that's the first time you've ever done that. So I'm curious as to why.
Well, there's a lot going on there. And I personally felt that I was physically in danger. During my walk, there was this man who was up in a tree. And what he was doing basically was watching people. It was disturbing. He was saying that he had attached himself to a male in the house, that he felt like this person was a kindred spirit to him, and that he really enjoyed this because he had been lonely for so long.
Now, these guys built the house in 2004, and Scott's the only guy that lived in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I gotta ask a question. If this guy attached himself to Scott, let's say, would it change his behavior?
It's possible.
The whole time we were living there, everything about his personality was different.
And so was it anger?
Yes, with everybody.
My personality did change while in the house, and particularly toward the end there. I mean, I was getting really aggressive, and I think that attributed to probably the final breakup.
Now, did you get anything about this guy, who he might have been when he was alive?
What I was able to get from this individual was something about the military. I believe he was in the military. And what he said was that when he went into the military, he saw a lot of things that disturbed him. So he admits that he got a little messed up in the head from this whole experience. Then I heard the gunshot by my ear and was obviously feeling this pain. What he looked like in his death state was a disaster.
Well, there's a couple of guys on your property, going back with the history, that died from gunshot wounds. There's one guy in particular, what she's describing makes me think of. His name was Joseph Bolger and his wife Frances, with the two first recorded owners of the property you guys live on. You mentioned this guy was in the military, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, in 1814, at the age of 11, he joins the Navy.
Jeez.
But he was discharged for theft. 1815, he joins the Army. This time he was discharged for unknown reasons. His involvement in the military doesn't stop there. Between the years of 1816 and 1823, he served as a mercenary in five different navies in Europe.
No way.
Yeah. He served in France, Egypt, Russia, Britain, and Spain. Now, he got thrown out of the British Navy because he was accused of drowning another crew member. Now, you said this guy died from a gunshot wound. In 1859, Bolger gets into a nasty dispute with a business partner of his. It was a guy named J.M. Vernon. He was also a newspaper editor. Now, Vernon printed some pretty nasty, disparaging things about Bolger. So Bolger found out that he was going to be at a courthouse one day, and he decided to go down there and confront him about this with a gun. Vernon actually was a quicker draw and pulled out his gun and shot him four times. The hand, the mouth, the face, and the ribs. Well, take a look at the guy's portrait. That's Joseph Bolger. So, is this who you think you might have seen?
Well, I did a sketch of the person I saw.
Wow. That's the sketch. Now look at the portrait.
It's the same guy.
It's about as good a sketch and a portrait as you're gonna get.
Unfortunately, he felt that you guys were kind of similar, just kind of weird.
My personality and his personality were like kindred spirits.
I gotta be honest with you, when I spoke to your ex-wife, she made it sound like you were pretty reckless on certain things.
Oh yeah, I've been notorious.
As far as what?
Making decisions that just made my life a lot more difficult if I would have made the right decisions.
How'd the rest of the walk go?
So then I went upstairs, and I met this old lady. that she has a very strong sense of ownership over the house. I think at one point that she owned the property, but for whatever reason, she's honed in on your house specifically. While she was alive, she was about her family, so she came from a very dysfunctional family. She did indicate that she was wealthy, and I just felt like a sense of isolation. Like, I do think that she really just pushed everybody away because of her attitude problem.
Some of what you're saying could be his wife. Of course, she did come from wealth. Now, her name was Frances Bozier. She inherited the 100 acres that your house sits on. This is actually the deed for her 100 acres. She actually even sued to get his name off the deed because he was so reckless with money. Surprisingly, they stayed married, though.
Interesting.
So does the woman do anything to the living that are in the house?
Yes. She has a very big problem with you. She admitted that she was physical and that she's trying to drive you insane.
What about the physical stuff? What are we talking about?
She said beating, like hitting, so I thought, you know, she's beaten, I don't know, hitting, pinching, shoving.
Well, Rhonda and her daughter have gotten physical injuries. They get scratches.
Okay, that's not good. The one physical thing that she showed me that she did was she would literally sit on you.
Oh my God, I felt somebody crawl on the bed before and like sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bed went down.
Okay. This is really bad. During my walk, I got that a living woman was getting very sick from being exposed to the dead. I got that it had been going on a few years and that it had incapacitated this person and that there had been several hospital visits.
I've been sick every day for almost 11 years now. Nobody knows what happened to me, why I'm in pain. I'm incapacitated. I'll be in bed for weeks at a time. It's taken over my life and ruined it.
You got a lot going on so far, but I know that wasn't the finishing of your walk, was it?
No.
How much more can we take?
So, after I left the master bedroom, I went down the hallway where the kids' rooms are, and I saw a little girl sitting cross-legged on the floor talking to the dead lady. And I tried to go in the room. I couldn't go in the room, and that's never happened before. And then I saw this thing that I have never seen with a kid. And that really bothered me. It can take on different forms. You know, it can be short or tall. It can take on an animal-like form. The one feature that it consistently has is these wings, but they're not fully formed.
Well, this gave me a little bit of a chill, which I never get. And the only reason I got a little chill from it is because when I interviewed Scarlett, she described seeing a woman in this creepy, scaly thing that was crouched down. And she said it was like almost like an alien, but with scales and stuff. Did she ever mention that to you?
She told me she's seeing things in the playroom that looks like aliens.
I had a sketch then of what I saw.
Just be prepared for what you're going to say.
Come on. Gilby sees this. I'm Scarlett. I never want that to happen again. I never want my children to experience that again.
I'm as good as that. It's like the angel of death.
Oh, no. This is no angel.
Well, it was interesting you said, like, the angel of death. It's not death. For lack of a better term, I guess you would call them demons and devils. But they're not that. They're worse. And when I've seen it, it's been with drug addicts, alcoholics, you know, severe addictions. So to see it with a child was utterly bizarre. this sucker is really evil. They don't instigate the addiction. It comes when the person's in the throes of an addiction, and it pushes them over the edge and leads them to death. And then it keeps their soul, and it tortures them for eternity.
I've had a problem with drug addictions.
Well, more than likely you brought it into the house. So I'm thinking if you got out of your addiction, maybe he's pissed. He didn't get you. And then he saw something easier.
I'm in pain a lot, so.
I take medicine now, but I'm not addicted to medicine.
Okay. The problem is, this thing wants you to become addicted.
Well, we've had some disturbing and upsetting reveals before, but honestly, nothing quite like this. And Rhonda, I'm so sorry that this happened in your house. I really am. But now we're going to find out if there's anything you can do about it. And I'm hoping Amy has an answer for you.
You do need to get a medium and cleanse your house of the dead that are there and seal your property so the dead cannot come back in. But as far as this thing goes, the only solution that there is in your hands. It's not something that somebody can come in and take care of for you. Not a lot of people get this warning, and that's exactly what this is a warning. These are the three reasons that this needs to stop. I mean, this thing, it kills people.
I want it away from us.
If I can change whatever's causing the pain and then start to get healthy again and get off the medication.
It's gonna take some work. We got some work to do.
You think you're gonna be able to handle this?
Mm-hmm. Get it done. Whatever I need to do, I'll take care of it.
I really feel for Rhonda, as the entities terrorizing her family present a serious danger. But I believe if she cleanses her house of all the dead and never feeds this demon what it's looking for, she and her family should live in peace.